Diving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody! We're scrubbing in. Gang's all here again.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Sorry for making you wait today.
What happened?
Well, I had a little bit of an issue that Becca, I don't know if Becca wants me to talk about it. Do you want me to talk about it?
No, I don't. We can talk about it. I wasn't going to go into how I have the same issue, but I can do it just so, you know, people relate.
Solidarity. So I normally, what I do before the podcast, since we've been in quarantine, and I don't have human interaction, I get like a little tired in the afternoon. So I go for my runs before we do the podcast, but I give myself an hour and a half so that I can run for an hour and then I can come home, shower, and be ready in time, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm on my run today and I get this like gnarly pain in my like stomach to the point where I was like, I might have to sit on the sidewalk, and like, I was like kind of scared for a moment because it was just like excruciating pain. And I'm on my period, and so I thought maybe it was cramps, but I'm like on my third day, so I didn't feel like cramps. So I walk back home. I couldn't even finish running, and I'm like a little bit panicked, and I like sit down on the toilet, and it's just like mayhem. Like mayhem.
Mayhem.
That description's so unfortunate.
Because listen, so the last two nights, you guys all know I have like constipation issues, but when Red Star is around, it's even worse. And the last two nights, he brought me like a burger on the first day of my period because I crave red meat when I'm on my period. So he brought me a burger, which is like very out of my usual like diet. And then last night we made sushi and drank sake and like all this stuff. And so I think my body, and then he left this morning. And so I think my body was just like,
It's go time.
But I have never experienced anything like that. I'm so sorry. I feel like I made you guys wait an extra 10 minutes, but I was just like, I could not pull it together. Like, I was not okay.
That sounds like a lactose reaction. It's not a lactose reaction?
I'm trying to think if I had some. I don't think I had lactose last night.
Or this morning?
No,
The only reason I immediately asked, like, are you on your period? Because, like, the first few days are a little bit just, like, the stomach does not feel great. But after you talked about that y'all drank a lot and you ate sushi, and also that you hadn't gone because of, you know, stage fright, that makes more sense to me. I think that's more so what it is.
I don't know where it came from, but I have not experienced anything like it, and I'm still not a hundo P right now. I'm probably like, 9 to 5 P, if you know what I mean.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't like equating 9 to 5 P to that,
yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Same. If I'm being honest, I'm probably like 75% right now, but I'm here and I apologize for being late. I was just like, that was truly just came out of nowhere. So I'm sorry.
It's okay. One time I won't say which friend this is because, you know, she's not here too. Defend herself or give me permission to share the story, but we were on a walk and all of a sudden she was like, I gotta go home. And she's like, I don't think I'm gonna make it home. And so we had to call my roommate to come drive to pick us up because she wasn't gonna make it. So, you know, when it hits, it's like, you just gotta. The funny thing for me with you, though, and the stage fright is that you have three bathrooms in your place.
I know, but it's not like they're three spread out bathrooms. My apartment.
Yeah, one's downstairs.
You can hear everything because my bedroom's on top of it.
I don't think you would hear. Put some music on. You'll be
Becca's
fine.
Becca's right.
I'm telling you, you can hear everything in every room of my apartment. I'm telling
There's
you.
No way.
I'm telling you.
So when I first started dating 95P, there was only one bathroom in the apartment, and it was horrible. I couldn't wait to go home to my own place.
Oh, yeah. Like, no. You can't go there. No chance.
No, yeah. No, just no. Had to. And then it was just like I was bloated, so I felt gross. It was like horrible.
I know. It's really a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah, but the things we do. And then guys just don't care. They're don't like, care. I gotta go.
Totally.
I'll do it right here.
Totally. He always is just like, gotta go to the bathroom. And I'm just like, lucky you, you know? Like,
but can we get over that? It's 2020. Modern women. Like, yeah, we don't care. And you know who else should not care? You.
It's not even that. It's like I physically can't. It's like, it's not.
Stage fright.
Yeah, it's like I physically can't do it. It's not like, and he knows. Like, I have these conversations with him, but I just can't.
That's also weird.
And it's not even around him. It's like, I can't even go when we're normally at work. I can't go in our work bathroom.
Oh, yeah,
can't go. I just can't go in places where there's more people than myself. So
right, yeah.
rough
I mean,
time.
Yeah, my chambers are locked until I am in a safe place.
Safe place.
So we can move on from that talk. Tanya is recovering from
mayhem.
Really just a night of eating fresh fish and sake.
I got to tell you, though, that was such a cute date night. And I was always so nervous because I thought that it was really hard to do at-home sushi making stuff. But it was actually really simple and easy and so much fun.
Yeah, I want to do it. It looked really fun. I've always wanted to do it, too, but I think I've been intimidated by it as well.
Don't be intimidated because it's so easy to the point where I'm like, oh, I can like, I'm going to make sushi tonight. Okay.
Oh, wow. She's cocky now.
Yeah.
I was a little, it's funny because you are so in that place of thinking that everything he does is like the greatest, hottest thing ever. And so I was laughing when you were like, is it weird that this is turning me on when he was literally cutting tuna.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Like, yes.
You guys, I'm telling you, the way that he honored that sashimi by cutting it so nice and thin and like
honored.
I was watching him cut it and I just in my head was like, I'm weirdly turned on by this.
Yeah, well,
anyone else?
Hate to say that might fade away, that whole cutting of the sushi being sexy, but I could be wrong.
I know you've gotten a lot of comments on how attractive his hands are, and I want to pile on to that, but something else I noticed about his cutting, I just learned this, that when you're cutting like that closely, you have to like use your knuckle to push the...
Yes.
I just learned that the other... I've been having a lot of conversations with our the engineer for the morning show, Jeff Tubbs, and he was telling me about how to cut... you got to use your knuckle to push it forward so you don't cut your finger off. And I was watching Red Star's technique and I was so impressed and that made me feel some type of way.
Thank you. I see.
So I understand it.
I appreciate that because I got so many comments from people being like, ooh, those hands are a 12 out of 10. I'm with you, girl.
So do you think it's more so, it wasn't so much that the fish, it's more like how his hands move that you're attracted to.
Yeah, it's like the manliness and just like the honor that was shown.
His hands are like, I guess they're manly, but they're like very well cut. They're not manly in the sense where there's like, you know, dirt under the nails.
Let me tell you something. If his hands were dirty or sonzy or had any sort of anything, they would not be touching my body.
Yeah, that's true. I can't. That's true, yeah.
No.
I feel the same way. Hands are, I never realized how important hands were, but they are important. And they're like how they're kept.
Yes.
Which I shouldn't be talking because my nails right now are embarrassing.
Embarrassing, but clean.
They're very clean, dry from being so clean, truly.
Yeah.
Had to buy some moisturizing hand wash.
So the other day on the Ryan Seacrest radio program, Sissany gave Tanya a bunch of date ideas, a couple of which I thought were really cute ideas. One was that you go drive around your old neighborhoods together. These are pandemic dating ideas. You know, go drive around Los Alamitos and show him the high school and show him where you used to hang out. And then he takes you to his neighborhood, shows you the cool stuff where he used to hang out. I thought that was a neat idea. Have you tried any of Sissany's ideas?
I did one. She did like a movie night where you each show each other like something that's impactful to you. And so the other night when we had burgers, I showed him the first episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, boy.
He actually liked it.
Well, yeah, it's a great pilot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was like, I see why you're like, why you're into this show. He's like, it's good, it was good. And then he showed me Back to the Future. I'd never seen Back to the Future before.
That's so funny. We watched that with my daughters last weekend on our Friday night movie night we do every week.
Oh, random. Did they like it?
They loved it. Did you like it?
I actually did. I mean, for like an old movie, it's top notch.
It's my favorite movie of all time. I have a poster of it on my wall in my office right here. There's parts of it that are problematic, but man, it's a good movie. Oh my God.
Tanya doesn't seem like she loved it. She seems like she tolerated it.
I mean, 7 out of 10.
What's your problem with it, though?
It's fine. Like, there's no problem. It was just like, it was good.
Wait till you see 2 and 3, though. Oh my God.
I've never seen it. No.
Yeah.
2 is great. I don't love 3. I'm not a fan of 3. I know that Easton's probably mad at me for that. 2 is wonderful. I don't love 3. 2 will be our next. So we rotate movie night who gets to pick the movie. So the next time it's my turn again, we'll be watching part 2 because part 2 is great. So.
What have you had to watch for their suggestions?
Oh, it's all been good.
My
oldest loves anything musical. So we did Newsies. We did the live action Aladdin. And then my youngest, she wanted that new Onward from Pixar. That was good. And so, yeah, it's all been fine.
That was the worst movie I've seen in a long time.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't, it wasn't like awesome, but I thought it was good.
We walked out of the theater, which I never do. And cause normally I'm like, the snacks are keeping me entertained enough. We walked out, Chris Pratt's character made me feel so much anxiety that was the main reason why we left.
Wow.
And I was really upset when I found out it was Chris Pratt because I didn't know during the movie.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, so I asked, my sister said my nephews, they watched it, and I was like, good luck. We walked out, and the next morning I was like, how did it go? And she goes, well, they haven't asked to watch it again, which I guess normally when they watch new
movies, that is a bad sign.
They want to watch it over and over again.
Wait, I actually have a question for you guys because the next movie that he's going to show me is Jerry Maguire.
Oh, great.
Oh, show me the money. Movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you will love it. It's because it's romantic. And by the way, mm-hmm. Why not? Why didn't you see that one? That's not even that old.
No, I'm happy to. But so for me, for my pick for him, I want to show him another episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, but why don't you show him some movies? You're losing the whole idea behind this thing.
And you're going to have to go in order for Grey's Anatomy.
No, I was just going to pick like the bomb episode or the shooting episode.
You can't jump from the pilot to the bomb.
No.
Yeah, in the bomb episode, there's so much history as to why you're feeling so many emotions because Derek and Meredith, there's like a lot going on. So just watching it would not, it wouldn't do it justice.
Show him he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Fine. Done.
And be like, I've been Gigi my whole life.
Oh, he's going to know. He's going to know.
That's
going to
be so funny if he recognizes that. Red Star, as I found out last weekend when we did our social distancing picnic, ask a lot of questions.
He's very inquisitive, that man.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good sign, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing because, you know, I've met other friends, like guys that they're dating, I pay attention to if they're asking questions or not, you know, if they're trying to get to know me as like Tanya's friend and seeing how much effort they put into it, really. Not that it has anything to do with me, but just something I pick up on. And he asked like so many questions and Tanya's like, he asked a lot of questions.
He'll just like keep going. Like you can't just tell him a story. Like he wants to know why you did that, how you did that, how you felt when you did that. Like I'm just like, what?
It's like he needs every single detail possible to really take it all in.
But I think it's actually really good for me because when we have like intense discussions, like we really get into it. You know what I mean? Like he makes me. I think sometimes when something happens in a confrontational way or we don't agree on something, I tend to just like pull back. I don't really vocalize, and he'll just get it out of me, and I'm like, that actually feels really good. And then we like talk about it, and then we're over it.
I was gonna say it probably makes him a good communicator because he's inquisitive. I didn't know that you were the type that pulled back in a confrontation. I would imagine you like. Oh, I mean, I'm definitely that way. I run the other direction.
Yeah, I just like always like need a minute. Like I'm like, I just like, I need a minute. And he's just like,
yeah,
we don't.
I don't have a minute.
Yeah, no minutes to be had.
Okay. There's no minutes to process.
But it makes me so happy because I feel like he genuinely like wants to learn about my friends and you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he's just very like genuinely curious about like why my friends are my friends and who they are and where they come from. And I don't know. It's like really nice.
Yeah. 95P will not let me take a moment. So if we're having a conversation and or an argument or something, my normal reaction is to go away, process it, because I don't want to say anything that I don't mean. 95P is like, nope, we are hashing it out right here. And then it ends up sometimes not great.
Oh, really? I was going to say, it ends up okay.
Well, I mean, eventually it ends up okay, because we finally get to a point where we agree. But sometimes if I could have that moment, I feel like things would be solved in a different, more, probably a more efficient way.
Right, right, right.
But because we just have to really get into it.
That all changes, by the way. My wife and I didn't fight much when we were dating. But when we would, she would always, like, be affected by it. Like, I need some time. Uh-huh. We can't just go back to normal interaction here. We need to kind of process through. And I always want to solve it right away and move on as quickly as possible. And she needed the time. Now, after 23 years almost together, we'll have a pretty nasty little bicker back and forth, and then it's just gone. It like evaporates amazingly quickly. 20 minutes later, he's like, hey, what's going on? It's like everything's forgotten.
That's nice, though.
I mean, I don't let my anger last longer than like a couple hours. Like, it never goes longer than, it never goes days or anything like that. If hours, just because I hate confrontation. I don't like feeling tension. So even if I need a minute, it doesn't take me long to just kind of breathe through it. And then I'm like ready to have a conversation so we can fix it and then start the process of being normal.
Yeah. It's funny because one of my girlfriends, she's just very quick to be like, you guys are in the honeymoon phase. The fact that we don't really argue, like we haven't gone into like a huge fight, to be honest, but you know, our relationship is a little more complicated than like your average newly dating couple, you know? Mm-hmm. And so one of my girlfriends is just like, you just got to walk away. It's time to walk away. And I'm like, yeah.
Like walk away, walk away?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, he feels very much worth it to me. So I'm going to keep my head in the game here.
Is that person in a relationship?
No.
Ah.
Yeah. She's like, it's much easier to just be single.
Yeah, yeah. It's easier to go back to the way it used to be. And I'm like,
yeah. But it's not like once you've decided that you want to fight for someone and get through the complicated things, then being single, you know, you don't feel like, oh, it's easier, because it's not like your feelings just go away. Like, if you're like, oh, it's easier to walk away from this situation, it's not, because your feelings are there, you know?
Yeah. And boy, are they strong.
Still just liking each other a lot.
Still just really liking each other a lot, you know? Just really in like right now.
Even after a homemade sushi night.
Homemade sushi night. Night in the woods, forest.
Well, it wasn't a night in the
day
and you were with us. It wasn't that romantic.
True.
It was fun, but it wasn't that romantic.
But still no L-word.
Still no L-word.
Even though we again talked about it on the Seacrest show this week.
Oh, he's heard something about it.
I really do believe that at this point.
Yeah. There's no way he hasn't. Like, we talk about it every podcast, so he's listening to the podcast, and then if he hears radio bits, there's no chance.
I mean, I also think he knows, just based on like how I think he knows how I feel, and I think I know how he feels. We're just not saying it.
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't feel like I haven't felt right to say it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I were to have said it right now, it would be, like, forced. Does that make sense?
Really? Oh, that's so funny, because I was going to say, is it just on the tip of your tongue at all times? Because when I said it, it almost just, like, I blurted it out. Like, I wanted to say it, but I said it, and then it was on, I kept, so when I said it that whole day, I kept, it almost kept coming out, and I was like, get control of yourself, like, don't, you know? And then that night.
Which makes me feel like maybe I don't feel it.
I mean, I don't know. Only you know that. You know? You're all of a sudden like, I don't even. I like him. I like him.
I like him a lot.
Someone, I think it was in my question and answer thing on Instagram, said that she's been dating a guy for 9 months and he hasn't said it. And she was like, should I be worried? But I just don't think it's fair because... You never, I mean, he's with you for 9 months. He has some sort of feelings for you.
Right. I think that we're just taking it slow. And you know what's interesting the other day that he said, and I like totally, it was like kind of a metaphor. So I gave him a drawer at my place.
Oh yeah, and he didn't put anything in it.
He's still like, I mean, it's like slowly like things are going in there, but like it's like a, you know, like a, like just like super random things. Like I just feel like he's like putting stuff in there just to put stuff
he
in
just,
there.
He just like puts a fork in there.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a pack of hot sauce from his pants.
Like, oh, jeez.
No, and so I said the other night, I was like, was it too soon for me to give you a drawer? Like, did that like make you, you know, was it too much? And he was like, he's like, not at all. He goes, I love that you gave me a drawer. He goes, but I just want you to, what did he say exactly? He said, I want you to... Something, not respect or like the pace at which I feel it. And I was like,
oh. Respect the pace at which I feel it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why did that strike you? That didn't strike me like it struck you.
Because I think that there's just a lot in like, he's going through a lot in his head. And so I just have to just like respect the pace that he's at. You know what I mean?
So, like, respect the pace at which he puts objects in the drawer.
Right.
It is a metaphor, like, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
You know, I was thinking about your drawer the other day, and I just wanted to say, like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, it sounds like he told you what's going on, but, like, when Allison and I, before we were living together, she gave me a drawer at her place. And I didn't put a single goddamn thing in there. I would stay at her house almost every night. And every single night I would go to, like, I would get off work. I'd go to my apartment and I would get a change of clothes for the next day. And then I would go to her house and stay. And like, I never like brought stuff over there just because I didn't want to. I'm like, then I'd have to like think about what I'm going to wear, in, you know, when I'm over there. And I like to take it a day at a time. Toothbrush and stuff like that. I kept all that stuff in there. No problem.
Yeah. But, that stuff's here.
You know, the clothing drawer, it just sat empty until then one day we were married. And then it was... So there you go.
I had... This kind of takes it back to the I love you thing. But I had a friend who, when she started dating her now husband, they had talked about saying I love you, I guess, at a certain point. And he said that he didn't want to say that again to someone until he proposed. So I think she waited, I think a year, maybe longer. And I think that's how he told her he loved her is when he proposed. But like she knew that he felt that way, but it was just like the words when he wanted to say them came when he said like, I want to spend my life with you.
That would be wild if you proposed and you hadn't said it yet. Like,
that's actually kind of beautiful.
It is, but like being a girl, I guess being anybody, but if someone told you that, it would be... At least you would know, okay, he really, really means it when he says it. There's no question. But I would be just, like, tapping the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a couple that is married and has been for years and they've never said I love you. I wonder if they're out there.
No.
There must be, right?
I just think, like, I think also I have to kind of... I kind of tend to get a little like I'm a hopeless romantic. So I get all, you know what I mean? And I think it's actually kind of nice that he is, you know, there's no rush for anything. Like, mm-hmm. It's everything's good. We're good. it feels really good. So I'm just trying to go with it.
Well, yeah, not overthink it, right? Because that can be conflicting. Like, oh, it's nice that it's taking its own pace. But then in the back of your mind, you're like, why isn't he in the same rush that I am and as excited as I am? Right?
Right.
Do you go through that?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of get like, of course I get in my head about it, but it's like, he's a totally different person than I am. You know what I mean? He processes emotions differently than I do. He's gone through a lot more in life than I have. And so I kind of just have to like know that he's just a totally different person than I am. So yeah, I definitely get in my head about it sometimes, but then I also am just like, that's such a silly thing to get in my head about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it feels so good and it feels so right, like I just need to just think about it.
But also, with all the solitude and everything and the free time, I'm guessing it also creeps in more often than it normally would.
Yeah, but I also, like, sometimes I think back on it and I'm like, we've only been, like, boyfriend-girlfriend since the end of January.
Okay, that's still a long time.
Is it a long time?
Well, it's almost June.
February, March, April, May. It's 4 months.
4 months. Is it a long time?
Well, it depends on what you're saying.
Are we still talking about I love you? Is that what we're still talking about? I mean, we said it in like 2 weeks. So.
No!
Well, think about this.
Yeah.
February, I think February 1st was our live show in LA, wasn't it?
Yeah.
February 13th.
Oh, 13th. So then February 1st must have been the San Francisco one.
Yeah.
That seems like a long time ago to me.
It does.
Yeah, but we've been in our houses for 3 months.
True.
Or however long. Listen, I don't think there's like, I personally am, I've always said, I don't think there's like a time frame of what's right and what's wrong for, everyone's going to be different. And your situation is different because there's other elements that maybe things would be different, you know, without those.
Situations.
Yeah.
What would you?
So I don't know. I would not get in your head about it. Don't let Mark stir you up.
Sorry.
He's like, so tell me, when you're alone in your apartment and it's dark,
right? What's going through your head?
Do you feel like, nervous about that?
Hey, I ask a lot of questions, just like somebody else I know.
Yeah, true.
What would you guess is the average days it takes a man to tell his partner I love you?
Oh, this is good.
Ooh, this is great.
There's an average?
There's an average.
How many days?
How many days?
For a guy to say it.
Yes. And I have a woman's number, too.
I'm going 60.
I'm going 100.
Tanya, you were the closest. It takes a man an average of 88 days to tell his partner I love you.
So what is that? What's 88?
So that's just under 3 months.
Okay. So it's not that far off.
It takes a woman 134 days. I don't want to be like going gender over here, but I feel like women are more inclined to say it sooner. Is that wrong?
I think women are more inclined to feel it sooner.
Oh, but not
I
say
think
it.
Women are always waiting for the man. You know, it's a whole thing of like wanting the guy to say it first because we need to feel safe, etc.
About 40% of men say I love you within the first month of dating someone.
That's a big percent.
Yeah, it's almost half.
Love is like a drug, you know? Like, if you just let yourself go and say and think however you want, things come out that normally wouldn't when you're not on that high, you know?
100%.
So maybe it's good that I haven't said it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been so cool, calm, and collected. I'm so proud.
That's my middle name. Just Tanya, cool, calm, and collected rad.
Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
I'm
stressed.
No, like I said, I don't think there's anything to be stressed about. I think if things were different, that maybe the timing and stuff might be different, but like you said, he's got a lot on his mind and on his plate. And so I think it's like kind of your situation's not totally.
It's
normal.
Also like we're in the middle of a pandemic.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
we're
it's
in
like
a pandemic.
everything's so weird right now. You know right. what I mean? Like, I'm not totally myself. Like, I'm myself, but I'm like myself in quarantine. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like weird. We're not in our normal groove. Like, we're also very, you know, we just started, I mean, our social distance double date with you was like the first double date we've been on since the beginning of our relationship. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
We haven't really done things at like a normal pace because we can't. Because
that's
we just have
saying.
To stay away.
Things are not normal right now. So I would yeah. not be in your head about it. I would not even think twice about it and just keep doing what you're doing. What happened with the lingerie situation with your parents?
So I ordered this like really cute piece of lingerie, and my billing address is my parents' address because I just kept it on all my like bank statements and my license and everything because I like moved to Arizona and then I moved to Santa Monica and I've just kind of been like moving around. So I just kept it because my parents have lived there for like
right.
30 years or whatever. But that's always I always have a billing address and it's always different from my shipping. And I always do that when I order stuff online for however many years, like no problem. For some reason, I send this Victoria's Secret lingerie to my parents' address, and it has my name on it. And so normally I don't think anybody would open it because they would think, but it just so happened to arrive on my mom's birthday. And so she thought it was a care gift.
That's so funny.
My dad was like, "Did you order your mom lingerie for her birthday?" No, I was wondering where that went. I was like, it never got here.
Was it like cutesy or was it like sexy?
It was not cutesy, but not sexy.
Okay, so it wasn't like hold tassels
on.
And
no,
chains.
It wasn't like
The picture you sent me looked pretty see-through. Now that you weren't wearing it, just to be clear, you weren't wearing it in the picture. You sent me a picture.
Wow.
Of it.
Disclaimer.
Yes, I mean, it's very like sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
But it's not like.
You just
raunchy,
said it wasn't.
Like, no, but it's not raunchy. It wasn't like nipple tassels and like spiky
yeah.
neck, you know, neck ring.
Yeah,
or
it didn't
whatever.
Look
yeah,
crotchless.
There's like. Yeah. Right. There's cute, like classy, sexy lingerie, and then there's like I'm gonna like S&M,
trashy, yeah.
And it's like, you know, boy shorts and a tank if you're just cash.
Yeah, there. No, it was. I was just like, of all the days for it to come, was like on her birthday, so she opens it, and I'm just like, and I made the mistake of telling Red Star what color it was, because I was just gonna wear it. He would have no idea, but now. It was white, and so now if I wear anything white, he's gonna know that like my mom put that over her head, or like you know what I mean.
White lingerie is so bridal.
I know, but I'm so pale that it like weirdly looks good, nice on me.
Oh, so okay.
It just goes with the aesthetic, you know what I mean?
That's interesting. I wouldn't think white would make you. Is it make you look tan?
No, it makes me look angelic.
Oh, I feel like he must have told you that. Red Star said I looked like an angel.
So I'm going to have to like, it's just such a cute piece. So I don't want to return it, but I think I'm just going to like give it a beat. I just won't wear it for a while and he'll forget.
What does it matter? It's not
it
like
doesn't
your mom
matter.
Put it on.
No, it's fine. He doesn't care.
I mean, I don't think.
Rebecca, do you want to see? Here.
Whoa.
Can you see it?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Easton is now screen sharing on
wow.
Zoom so Becca can see
that
the item. Yeah,
is
this is what you sent me.
Very bridal.
Is it?
I mean, it's white.
Yeah. It looks really good. You should actually get it. I'll send you the link. I have it in red, too. It just, like, cuts so nice. Like, it literally makes you look snatched.
We love a snatched bodice.
Yeah, we love a snatched situation.
Okay, we have a title.
Thank you, Easton, for that screen share, for the visual.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That's
so,
really funny.
I mean,
I mean, your parents. That is the most, like, modest thing they know about you.
Yeah.
It's true. I feel bad for them sometimes because I'm like, I don't think I'd want to know half the things they know about me if I had children.
Right. Yeah. It's like not what you hope for to know those things, like the eggplant and stuff.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Because I'm sure they don't know those things about their other two children.
No, for sure not.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Just another day in the life, you know, here we are.
I've never sent my parents anything that would make me, I'm pretty careful. I mean, knock on wood, please don't let this be like a learning experience, but I'm pretty careful. But,
about those things.
Just like, yeah, if I'm sending anything related to my private life, whether it's a text or lingerie, it normally
goes straight to your house.
Comes to
speaking
me.
Of, guess what I lost again?
Oh, what? your strapless bra. Oh,
that was a good answer because she has lost that.
Yeah, yeah, you said that in the commercial over and over
third
again.
Love.
Yeah.
Third love.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I did not lose that. I lost my charger for that vibrator again.
I thought you had two.
I had two, and now I have zero. I'm like, how do I keep losing this flipping charger? I'm about to buy a third one.
You need to look and see if you packed it in a bag or something.
Where have I gone? Nowhere.
That's weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Red Star
hiding
is
it?
Hiding them. Yeah.
Yeah.
He feels
wants
intimidated
it all
by
to
the
be
charger.
All about him. Yeah.
We all had that idea at the exact same time.
Tanya,
that's so funny.
I have gotten so many DMs about why hasn't Tanya shared? Will you please share the?
I know, but I feel weird posting a link to a vibrator in the Facebook group. Like, I just can't do it.
I sent the link to in a DM because a girl asked, and she kept asking, and I'm like, here you go, girl.
What if you had a promo code?
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've seen people do, like, sponsored things for sex toys, which, you know, to each their own. I probably won't do that, but, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to spread the wealth, but I agree. You just said that you were going to share it, and then you didn't. So now it's, like, people are really wanting.
It just, I went to go put it in there, and I was just like, I literally can't hit post on this. Like, it just felt like so weird. You know what I mean? Especially because it's called what it's called. I was just like, I can't.
Well, now I want to know what it's called.
Can we say it on here?
We'll find out.
I mean, I'm sure.
Satisfier Plus.
No, that's not bad at all.
No, it's gonna Satisfier be... Pro.
Oh, Pro. Oh.
Satisfier Pro.
Oh, I'm so glad you graduated from the Satisfier Amateur.
Yeah. Satisfier Light.
Yeah.
Light.
It's the same one, it just has ads on it.
Oh my gosh.
Man, so you're just like sans both chargers?
So now I have two Satisfier Pros and no charger.
Wait, when you lose the charger, are you buying a whole new device?
Yeah, because you can't buy it separate.
Tanya, I will find you a replacement charger, okay?
It's a unique Easton charger.
It can't be that unique. Easton can find
chargers it. Chargers are chargers. I'll get you one.
I appreciate that.
I'm interested to see what you're able to pull through.
Because I'm like, I don't need a third one of these bad boys and then one charger for all three. Like, I just...
You're so organized. You have to be able to find this.
That's the problem. That's what I've been doing is I've been organizing. So I've just been tossing stuff. And I think I just like, it's such a weird looking charger that I think I just probably toss it without thinking. I know.
Just like throw it away?
Oh, is it a magnetic charger?
Uh-huh.
Correct. Oh my goodness. I will still find you a replacement, but this will make it more difficult.
Is this your card?
To everyone listening at home, I found the device in question. I'm holding up to the camera.
Oh, man. 90 Day Fiancé?
Sure.
Does
I've never seen it.
Watch it? Am I alone in this?
Sorry. No, you're not alone because everybody watches it. Everyone's talking about it, but I have never, I've never seen it. I'm sorry.
How many seasons is there?
There's a bunch. I've never watched it before in my life. I'm just watching this one because I saw so many clips on it that I had, it piqued my interest. Wow.
Is this the one with Big Ed? Is this?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen pictures of him, and he's been on Help, I Suck at Dating before.
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was.
He was.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. It was recently, too, if anyone wants to go back and listen. But yeah, he was
like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What dating advice did he get?
Wait, is he married? Is this man married? I don't understand the concept.
What is the premise of the show,
Okay,
Becca?
So basically, these people have met, there's people in America, and then they've met people and talked to them, whether it be through Instagram or dating, like foreign dating sites. And so all of the people that they're dating are in a different country. So one lady is in like an older woman, and her name's Baby Girl Lisa. That's what I call her, BGL. And she is dating a younger man from Nigeria who's like a pop star in Nigeria named Soulja Boy. Not Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy. So that's one story. And then we have Big Ed, who is from San Diego, and he's dating a woman named Rosemarie from the Philippines. And she doesn't seem to have a whole lot of interest in him from what I've been able to see on the show. But it's like, just know, my whole thing is that there
are some... That's not a premise.
So then the people from America fly to the country of the person that they're dating to see, because a lot of these people have never met. They've talked for like years through like on the internet, text, right, whatever. Okay. They've never met in person, and they fly over there to meet them and to see if they want to continue and eventually get married or stay engaged.
With a camera crew.
With a crew, yeah.
And the 90 days is how long they're allowed to be in that country before they have to come back?
You know, I don't really understand what the 90 days... I've never watched it before. I'm just watching it, and I haven't gotten to the end yet. So I guess the 90... Yeah, I don't know, because a lot of them are only staying for a few weeks. So I don't know if that's just the time limit they gave themselves or what, or how long the show will follow them for before they make a decision. But, it's shocking. And, like, I don't get how there are so many people in America that people just give up and, like, intentionally look for someone out of the country.
Yeah, I have it here. The couples must marry before the visas expire in 90 days, or else the visitors have to immediately return to their countries. So the clock is ticking. You got to decide, are we going to get married or not?
But they've gotten to know... Oh, and then there's this one lady named Yolanda, and she's just so sweet. I feel horrible for her. But she is dating a man who, just judging by the photos, you can tell it's a catfish situation. Mm. And then he changes all his information on his Instagram, and then he starts emailing her and basically threatening her that if she doesn't give money, that... I can't remember what they're going to do. But anyways, they start, like, scamming her. And she still doesn't believe. She thinks it's still... She's like, that's not him. He would never do that to me. Every time she tries to... He says he doesn't have a camera that works to FaceTime. It's all this sense.
So I don't understand how people can date for years and not see each other. Like, that's so... You know, I'm finding that that's, like, that's what's happening now on these dating apps. Like, people just want pen pals. Like, nobody wants to go on. And all these dating apps now have, like, the feature where you can, like, check it to say, like, I'm ready to go on a virtual date with you.
Oh.
So they're, like, setting up these, like, virtual dates, but nobody's, like, asking anybody out. They just want to, like, chit-chat.
People, because some people feel the satisfaction. Like, if people are lonely, they feel the satisfaction of having someone to talk to, you know, and to like communicate with. And I don't personally get it, but I get why people find comfort in knowing that there's someone on the other line or a text away that can provide them with, you know, comfort and communication. But It is a wild show. I wish that someone watched it and you could get into it with me. Oh, also, a lot of people in the Facebook group were asking why we never talk about Private Practice and if any of us ever watched it.
I didn't.
Never seen an episode.
And I will say, I find it, this is a weird thing about me, but I find it offensive sometimes when shows try to force me to watch another show. Like when
I'm with you, I'm so with you. It's like just because I like your show doesn't mean I'm gonna jump yes. over and like your other like continuation.
Part one
show.
On Grey's.
Don't screw with
part
me.
Part two yeah. on Private Practice. No, sorry, I refuse. I will not be
me too.
Played
it
like this.
It makes me so mad
yes.
too.
So no, I never wow. watched Private Practice, and I did it on purpose. I purposefully avoided it.
Wow. Well, I do not feel the same as you do. I watched it almost, I at one point was almost as obsessed with it as I was with Grey's Anatomy. Like I was so invested in the characters and I really can't remember what happened. It may have been during when I was like moving or my sister and brother-in-law moved back home and I was in a transition area where I just stopped watching. But I just stopped and I've never gotten back into it. Like I can't even remember what season I stopped on, but it's a great show. And I'm sad to say that y'all feel so bitterly towards it, but that's why, to answer your question.
I just don't like being, toyed yeah. with as a consumer.
Manipulated.
You know? Like, yes, that is the right word. Do not manipulate me as a consumer.
So if
thank
we
you.
If we had a guest, oh, by the way, Jesse McCartney lied straight to my, do you remember when I asked him if he was the turtle in The Masked Singer? Do you remember this?
No.
I do
I
remember
asked him,
that, yes.
I straight up was like, listen, we have a lot of questions about you being the turtle and the Masked Singer. And he was so casual. And he was like, no, I'm getting this question all the time. Everyone thinks I'm the turtle. I'm not the turtle. Like, so casual about it that I didn't even question it.
He was a good actor there. He really was. Because he was
really good actor.
He's kind of like, oh, yeah, somebody else asked me that. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I don't even know what that is. Like, he really played it well.
I felt so played when I found out.
Oh, he was the turtle?
He was the turtle. Just
that
liar.
Is a show that also I don't understand. And like, I know it's so wildly popular, but I'm like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, well, you can't really say that not getting it until you give it at least an episode.
I watched that one episode with you. Remember? I came over to your house
yeah.
and you watched. So I have seen one episode and I was just like, what?
Well, the best part of that show is when the creature comes out and is singing and they're all like, wait a second. Is that Beyonce? I'm pretty sure that's Ed Sheeran. I think George Clooney's in that costume. And then they get eliminated and they take out, like, oh, look at that. It was Teresa Giudice or, you know, some random person.
Okay, Mark, they're building up their their contestant level, okay?
But it's always going to be a Dancing with the Stars level celebrity or worse. But they always act like it's, is that Michelle Obama?
Y'all are being haters and I don't appreciate it. Did anyone watch Listen to Your Heart? Quality television. I'm not gonna
lie. I did. We actually did try to get into it. I think we watched the first 3 weeks and then we just weren't really attached to anybody. We
yeah,
just
I mean,
didn't
I wasn't
really
attached to anybody, but I was loyal and watched to the end. To be honest, I trust The Bachelor enough to know that they're going to put out something that will keep me entertained enough.
I agree. I trust The Bachelor, but this show didn't do it for me, surprisingly.
So you don't trust The Bachelor?
I do. I gave it a shot.
It didn't do well, which was kind of surprising because there's so little on right now.
It didn't do well because The Bachelor thrives on people being connected to a story from the previous season. And there was these were all new faces that no one knew their backstory, where they came from. It was just, you know, it was an uncharted, unknown territory. So it didn't feel like the normal Bachelor in that sense.
I have a theory on TV, too. I think that people love, you know, they're watching so much Netflix right now because of the on-demand element of it. I feel like time is weird right now. Time is so weird in our current quarantine situation. Like, I'll hear about some musician is doing a live stream. Like, when is that? Friday at 6? Okay, I'm definitely tuning into that Friday at 6. The next time I think about it, it's Sunday at noon. Because every day just flies by, and you have no idea what day it is or what time it is. And it's just crazy. Yeah. And so, Monday at 8 is not like a thing in my life right now that I'm going to sit down and watch Listen to Your Heart.
Because we're not on like our usual schedule,
right?
So it's like our TV schedules are also
like
off
network
too.
TV. Like, honestly, banks on us having a routine. We come home from work, we eat dinner, we watch TV.
That's interesting because every Monday night the past few weeks, I have ordered my Fresh Brothers cauliflower pizza and sat down to watch Listen to Your Heart.
I know, but you're still in your, this is your normal routine. Quarantine is your normal routine.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So
honestly,
it's like, this is just normal for you. For like, for me, I can't tell you the last thing I watched on TV. I think a week ago I started Dead to Me. I watched 2 episodes of Dead to Me.
But yeah, again, you streamed it. Like, when was the last time you watched something on regular television at a time and a day?
2015, when I cut my cable.
Oh my gosh. I have to admit something. I am feeling very anxious for when this is all over, and I'm expected to be social all the time because I haven't been able to, as if that was not what I would choose anyway. So I'm going to go to these events and I'm going to be expected to stay out and rage hard when really I still just would like to be back on my couch, and I'm going to feel a lot of pressure.
It's interesting because I was wondering if you were going to be the opposite of that. Like, I was wondering if you were going to just go like balls to the walls when this was all over.
I
feel like I'm going to do that. I feel like I'm going to go balls to the walls. Like, I'm just going to be like out and about, like you won't see me at home. But then I'm thinking, I've kind of enjoyed being like creative at home and doing things here. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no balls will be on the walls in this household. I mean, I mostly am just missing friends. So like, once I'm able to see my friends in any sort of context, in a normal situation, not having to be distanced, just hanging out on the couch, whatever, that's all I need. I want to go to dinner, but I don't want to be expected to go to everything just because I can all of a sudden.
I know. So, do you know what we need to do again? Actually, that reminds me, we need to have another diet swap day.
I would love that. I think I could much. I think I'm way more equipped to handle it now since I've been like trying to be better. You know, when we did it, that was during the height of just living. I still can eat whatever I want, but my head hurt that day, and I think I could do it without a headache.
Tanya, I'm surprised to hear you say that after the last 2 hours of your life.
You know,
she's been living though. I'm proud of her because Red Star eats healthy, like probably almost more healthy than you.
Yeah.
But y'all still like splurge on, like, you'll have burgers and you'll, you know, you're not like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's weird. Like, yeah, he eats pretty clean. We eat very similar styles, like 90% of the time. But yeah, we enjoy our vegan ice cream, and I know it sounds so gross, but it's like so yum.
I've just been like McFlurries all day, every day. That's all I want.
Wow.
I'm serious. I've never had a McFlurry in my life until this year, and now I want them every night.
But that's how I am when I'm on my period. So when we do our diet swap, I would like to be on day 2 of my period, and then I will think I'll really enjoy it.
Okay. I'm down.
Cool.
So next week is Friends debut on HBO Max. And the reason I bring that up is because I feel manipulated. I feel, hey, you like Friends. You've been watching it on Netflix for all these years. You can keep watching it. Just $15 a month on HBO Max. And that makes me feel manipulated. I don't like it.
Well, you should feel manipulated because that's what every single, app or whatever has done to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hulu. I have Hulu Live. I have Netflix. I have Disney Plus. I have Apple TV. And now I'm going to have HBO Max.
I don't know if I'm going to do HBO Max. And I think I'm just going to, because I bought a few seasons of Friends, which are like $19.99 on iTunes.
You know what? I think I'm going to do what you did too. I'm going to buy Amazon Amazon Prime or whatever. And I'm just going to buy all the seasons and just have them.
Yeah, because then I just have them. And to be honest, I don't love season 1, and season 10 makes me sad to watch the finale anyway. So you just really need seasons 2 to 9.
That's not true. Season 10 is so good.
It makes me too sad when I start seeing episodes from season 10. I have like, I just get really like dark.
Well,
because then it's like the end is coming and I can't. The last scene when they put the key on the counter and walk out the apartment, oh, I'm like, I physically can't control myself.
It made my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
I was
What other movies should Tanya show Red Star? Because I'm intrigued by this. Hey, here are the movies and I guess TV shows in your case that are super important to me. He's shown you Back to the Future and Jesse McGuire is coming up. What else should be on Tanya's list for him?
Jesse McGuire.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? Jesse McCartney, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Has he seen Titanic?
I don't know. We haven't had that conversation. Let me ask. But I'm sure he has. Hasn't everybody seen Titanic?
Has he seen A Walk to Remember?
I bet he hasn't, and that's a good one.
You think it's a good one?
Oh, my gosh. I would like to see if he cries.
It's up to you. It's your life. What do you think, Tanya?
I don't know. That one might make me a little like, I don't know about that one. Because I love that movie so much, but it doesn't like speak.
Okay. Well, what are the five movies off the top of your head, the greatest, your five favorite movies of all time?
Oh, this list is rough.
Shut it. Okay. It's, He's Just Not That Into You. Monster in Law.
The worst.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The Wedding Planner, perhaps.
That's a great one.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
So, Tanya, will you take him down that lift? Will you say, this is me, here are these movies?
Yeah, I guess I could. But I feel like I'm missing like a really good girthy movie. You know what I mean?
What is girthy?
Like they're all kind of the same genre. You want to vary it up a little bit, something a little more serious, perhaps?
Well, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, for sure, I think he needs to see.
A lot of wedding-themed movies. That might scare him.
Yeah. Well, guess what, dude? Buckle up.
Yeah. He should be prepared.
And, yeah. He's Just Not That Into You and My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I think, are two for sure.
Here are all the movies that sum up me. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, The Wedding Planner, The Wedding Singer, The
Monster
Wedding Crashers, Monster. It's like, oh, my God. Head for the hills.
Has he seen Bridesmaids?
I'm sure, yeah.
That's a great one.
I know. I feel like I'm missing a classic.
Becca, what are yours? What are the top five for you? If you were showing someone, maybe it's 9-5-P, maybe not. But if you were to tell, this is me, these are my top five movies.
My top five movies are Bridesmaids, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Titanic, Simon Birch.
Simon Birch. So
the saddest movie of all time.
I gotta look that up. I don't know Simon Birch.
I'm trying to think of recent movies. You know what's? I love Moana. That's a really good movie. I love it.
I do too. Actually, you know what's one that we watched together that we both really like? And this is like one of my favorite movies as like a tween Tanya was Can't Hardly Wait. Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
Oh my gosh. Do yourself a favor. It's on Netflix or Hulu. I'm not sure which one. It is so good. That movie like defines my high school experience.
But you love Monster in Law, which I think is one of the worst rom-coms out there, so I'm hesitant to take your advice.
It's not a rom-com. This is almost like a coming of age movie, and it's so freaking funny. Have you seen it, Mark?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, I need you guys to watch it.
I'm down.
I need everybody to watch
it. I'm happy to watch it. I love watching movies that I've never seen before that are older, that are really good.
It stars Jennifer Love Hewitt. Seth Green's in there. Like, I don't remember the main guy's name, but you'll know his face. He's like the cutest thing ever. It's just like it's about high school. Like, they're just graduating from high school, and it's like this last party. It's so freaking good.
What cute. I'll put that on my list.
Thank me later.
Okay. Wait, do we have any emails today?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
They're tough ones. They're tough ones today.
Oh, I feel like the past few have been kind of... I feel like they've been tough. people are going through some things.
Yeah, this is another anonymous one. My best friend just revealed to me that she's divorcing her husband and she's now with a woman. My husband and I have been friends with this couple for over 10 years, weddings, holidays, starting parenthood together. I respect her decision for following her happiness, but I'm devastated for her husband, who is completely blindsided. Any tips on how I can better understand what each of them is going through so I can be supportive to both of them?
Wow. Yeah. I would highly recommend, I've been talking about this because I'm currently reading it, but Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed, this is literally, she was married to a man, she has children, and she ended up getting divorced, and because she fell in love with a woman, and she talks so much about it in her book, and how people reacted, and it's like not your responsibility to carry their situation. Like, it's not, you know, you're able to process it how you want, but beyond that, that's all you have control of. And I think you can be supportive of both of them in your own way, doing whatever they may need individually.
Yeah, sometimes I think, like, when people are going through stuff, I mean, you just have to let them know that, like, you're gonna be there, you're there no matter what, and kind of let them dictate to you what they need. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. Sometimes I think people try to help. Like, let's say you try to help by like setting him up with other people or like, you know what I mean? Who knows? But it's like, maybe that's not what he wants. Right. Maybe he just wants to chill and he just wants to hang out with you guys and be a third wheel for a minute, or, you know what I mean? I think asking people what they need in that moment is like the best thing to do.
Yeah. It's, I think a lot of people, we take on this responsibility of being the hero to come to the rescue and help, but sometimes that's not really our place or our job to like step in. We feel like we need to step in and help and be supportive, but sometimes being supportive and being a good friend is just letting them process it in their own time and you being available when they reach out.
And also, I think that's really good advice, actually. You have to choose, not choose sides, but I feel like when we've had couple friends who have gotten divorced, we kind of get custody of one or the other. Like, I feel like we don't stay friends with both. It depends on how it kind of came into our lives or what the dynamic was when we were together. If the husbands were closer or the wives were closer, you kind of end up with one of them and the other one just kind of goes off on their own.
Sad.
I mean, kind of, but it's just, I think it'll probably work itself out that way.
Yeah, and breakups, yeah. Whether you're married or not married, breakups are all that way in the sense of, like, your friend group ends up, there's one person that stays consistently around and the other is not, you don't wish ill upon them, but it's just, you can't have both people.
And also you can't, because it's going to be awkward. Like, oh, have you talked to her? What does she say? What's going on? What's she doing?
Right.
Or the other way around. It gets awkward. All right, here's your next email. This is from Cynthia. I got married in 2016, and as our marriage ceremony approached, I realized I wanted to keep my last name. It's long, it's Italian, and it means a lot to me. We are marrying our partner, our equal, right? Couples in the LGBTQ+ community have the opportunity to discuss the namesake situation. Why aren't more straight couples just going for it, too? Further to the story, I expressed this to my husband, and he took my last name.
Great. I think we specifically on this podcast, we've talked a lot about people who are, you know, are hesitant or maybe like want to keep their maiden name and don't want to take it just because that's what society, you know, expects or suggests. But I think we're pretty open to people keeping their name if they would. I mean, I've said I love my last name, but, you know, if I think it really is just you and your partner's, how you communicate it and talk about it, and it's your decision. No one else's opinion really should matter.
Totally. Like, I'm just confused. That's the email.
Was, well, she, I think she was like commenting on a conversation we had on a recent show about last names.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's kind of, that stigma's gone now. I don't think anybody has to take anybody's name if they don't want to. I mean, I've already said that I want to make my last name my middle name because I don't have a middle name.
That's what my wife did.
And I'll always, I'll professionally always be the same, my same name. And then I think, I do think that for me, when I get married, I'm going to want to have the same name as my partner because I want our family to be like a unit. Mm-hmm. But what that name is, I don't know.
Yeah, that's where it gets weird, is if you know, the woman wants to keep her name and the guy wants to keep his name, great. But then it gets kind of interesting when you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, that's more of like your decision and your partner's decision and what you think is best for your family. But I think it's funny because I do feel like sometimes we're out here in a bubble in California, because in the South and like Midwest, I feel like that tradition is very much still stands strong. And so I think when she says, I don't know where she's from or anything, but saying it's not really a stigma anymore, it definitely is, just not, we're, you know, a lot more open-minded here than other places.
I do forget that.
I know, yeah, same. Sure. I mean, I do too. I'm always like, wow, things are, you know, everyone's so open to each other and help people do life. And then I remember that it's not like that everywhere else.
Yeah, I totally forget that, so because I was like born and raised here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. But Cynthia,
Cali living, baby.
You do you, and your husband took your name, so Shaka.
Shaka. Hey, don't forget Scrubbing In merch is available online, myfanthreads.com/scrubbingin.
It's the best merch out there. Check it out.
I have a quick, before we go, I just have a very quick birthday shout out I want to do. For Steph Kleeman, she's so cool. She messages me on Instagram sometimes, but her friends, Christine, Kayla, and Courtney, want to wish her a happy birthday. She's a fifth grade teacher. She's been working from home and just killing it. And they're all big time scrubbers. And having a birthday right now is hard. So just want to say happy birthday here on the show.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
It's also my dad's birthday. So yay. Happy birthday to my dad.
Papa Tilly, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I was so tempted to go and surprise him, but I just am not ready to get on a plane yet. So in due time. But happy birthday. I love you, Dad, if you happen to listen.
I know. When are we going to feel comfortable getting on a plane?
We go back and forth because we want to go to Wisconsin in August, because we do every year. And every week it's like, we're not going. And then the next we're like, well, maybe we'll go. And then it's, we're not going. So right now it's, we're not going, but we'll see.
I know.
It's like eventually we're going to have to get back to living life and just be very cautious. But it is like, yes, the first time is going to be a little like weird.
Yeah, like I have to go. I have my annual like doctor's appointment. It's like my time of the year or whatever. And so I called to make my appointment, and I was just like, "I'm gonna call back in a few weeks. I'm sorry, I'm not ready." I'm like,
so you called to make the appointment, and then you're like, "Okay,
yeah." I know, I'm ridiculous. I am a ridiculous human being, and I apologize. I was like, I'm so sorry for wasting your time. She's like, no, we understand. We totally understand, like, whenever you're ready. And I'm like, okay.
I saw a really funny TikTok. I think one of the Bachelor girls did it, but she FaceTimed, and she was filming it, and she'd FaceTime her friends, and they'd answer, and they'd be like, hey, and she'd go, oh, wait, can I call you back in 1 second? And they were all so confused, like, wait, what? You called me? That's you.
That's me.
All right. We love you guys. We will see you next week. Make sure you stay safe. Be careful. And we love you.
So much.
I love when there's a weirdly long delay pause.
I do got to say, I'm feeling quite nice now.
Oh, good. Everything's settled?
Everything's settled.
Great. So you can, everyone, y'all can go into your week knowing that things are settled with Tanya's stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mayhem no more.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.